You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A little taste of wintry weather for Kansas City. A winter weather advisory has been posted by the National Weather Service. Temperatures are above freezing, but that's going to start to change toward evening time. We've got some rain mixing with and switching over to some snow here in Kansas City, with the snow lingering into at least the early half of tonight. Light snow accumulation of maybe 1 up to 2 inches. Most of this on the grassy surfaces, but as temperatures begin to fall, we could see a few slick areas. The overnight low, upper 20s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
35 downtown, 36 in Parkville, and 35 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app. Take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
You know, Pearl Jam is your artist of the day. And I like Pearl Jam, especially that first record, but I sound like Eddie Vedder. And everybody sounds like Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the song Yellow Ledbetter. And you'll hear it later today. Isn't that the song where they said, what are you saying in that
he
song?
Says, and he says, I don't know.
It's like a Muppet, but I love that album. I love that entire album.
I could be Pearl Jam singer if Eddie Vedder were to ever die. God forbid.
That was the soundtrack
for
college.
I'm doing it. Listen.
Perfect.
Sounds good to me.
Jam.
That's a jam.
Yeah, no. Sounds like a wounded animal.
You do. That's all you. Honest to God, you sound like a dying moose. And then you sound like. I'm not. That's not a joke. I love Eddie Vedder's voice.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to replicate.
Then get your Pearl Jam cover band together.
Spoken class today.
Call it Pearl Preserves or Pearl Jelly and mm-hmm. do your thing.
Do you wonder, in his married life, if the wife says something like, please, please just go take out the trash.
Okay.
No.
Already did it.
Do it yourself, woman.
I'm sure she's not amused.
Eddie, will you do me tonight?
Yeah.
And will you do me really good?
Yeah.
I love it. I love him.
He's so easy.
I love him.
What is that crap outside my window?
I'm not talking about a couple things today.
I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. I got to get the bread and milk. They said snow. I got to get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I gotta get the bread and milk.
You know that's what everybody's doing.
Oh my God! We are gonna get one before tomorrow morning. One point they were saying on Channel 9 News, because unlike you, I actually watch that channel. We're gonna get 1.6 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. Just for fun, I think I'm gonna go to Hy-Vee after we get off work tonight. I'm gonna guarantee to you, that the milk is gonna be gone. And the bread aisle will be devastated.
Yeah.
What is it about bread and milk? Do you not have enough stuff in your refrigerator and cupboards
to get you through 4 hours?
To get through one night?
I don't know. I don't know, Scott.
Is French toast all you make?
Yeah.
Good Lord, then don't forget the eggs.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. We'll make it through the dusting that... Just, I've got to have a Kermit the Frog look on my face all day. Snow,
are you in a bad mood?
I'm trying really hard not to be upset today. It's just been a day.
It's the SAD. You have seasonal affective disorder because they did a big piece on that this morning.
It's WTF.
Yeah,
that's what I said when I looked outside today. And I knew it was coming, but I just feel like this is kind of a sucker punch this early in the season. I would prefer it be like, I don't know, December 25th, once and a dusting, and then never again. I'm just not a snow person. I'm sorry.
I hate the winter. I get it. Are you in a bad mood?
No.
Do you need some vitamin D?
Are you bringing in your lamp?
Would you like it?
Is it time for the lamp?
I think it's time to bring the lamp back in.
The lamp! Bread, milk, and your vitamin D lamp.
What are we not going... You said there are a couple things I'm
willing to
talk about.
Well, I would have to say it to describe what we're not going to talk about, and I'm not even doing that. We're not talking about it. So I'm not going to say it because that would be talking about it.
Why?
But I do have a lot of other stories we could talk about today.
Everybody knows what you're talking about. Why are we not talking about
it? Because there's nothing to say.
Because nothing will be done.
There's nothing to say. Nothing will change. Nothing will be done. I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
Here's what we can talk about. Because I have a feeling you are going to have a very strong opinion.
Me?
About this story. Yes. So we all just voted. Thank God that we did. I hope that you did. Hope that you exercised your right.
If you didn't, don't bitch.
An inmate sitting in a Kansas jail is suing because some prisoners were not allowed to vote.
Okay, is he in a jail or in a prison?
Why does it matter?
Because in a jail, you're being held and have not been found guilty yet. You are, okay, in this country, innocent,
okay,
until you have been proven guilty. I would argue if you are an inmate in a jail. See, I think people in this country use...
Interchangeably,
prison and jail. Prison interchangeably. There is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Jail is where you are held until you post bond.
By the city, generally.
Or until you... No, by the county. But jail is where you are held until you post bond or go to trial and are convicted or acquitted. Prison is where you go as a punishment for the crime you've just been found guilty of. Now, if you are in jail, I would argue... You are still innocent until we can prove you,
correct,
guilty.
Think of
therefore,
jail.
Therefore, your voting rights still exist.
Think of jail as the DUI offender. Leawood police pick you up. They take you to the city, actually, first, Scott. They process you there.
Right, but the jail is run by the county.
And then, eventually, if they decide to keep you for whatever crime you've committed, you go to, is it Gardner?
Gardner-Edgerton, yeah.
Edgerton. Where you remain for however long until you can, you know, bond out or whatever.
It could be overnight for a DUI. It could be indefinitely for multiple murders.
So, a privately run jail in Leavenworth is accused in a lawsuit of systematically denying prisoners their constitutional right to vote. The suit was filed yesterday by a woman who was being detained at the federal Leavenworth Detention Center during the general election 2 years ago. While convicted felons lose the right to vote, Brenda Wood did not fall in that category. She was awaiting trial, mm-hmm, and was otherwise an eligible voter.
Because she's still innocent.
This seeks class action status to include others in the same situation.
I'm fine with that.
Listen to this. Of the hundreds of prisoners held there at any one time, the majority are not convicted felons. Wood was detained. I'm trying to figure out what she did here. Hang on.
Allegedly.
She was detained. According to the suit,
what she did allegedly.
The inmate handbook provided to all new detainees did not provide any information about how to vote. Indeed, the only reference to voting provided to detainees, mm-hmm, is an instruction in the inmate handbook on how to vote for television programs to watch on the facility's TVs. When Wood contacted staff and asked for help obtaining an advanced ballot, she was told, "We don't do that here." She said several other follow-up requests she made were also denied.
She's going to win.
Denied. I think she will.
And she should.
I'm just curious why she was in there. I know it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
She was not convicted of a crime at that point.
That's right. And as far as I know, still hasn't been. But if you are in a jail, you are charged, not convicted. And there is a difference. You are innocent in this country until the government can prove with a jury that you are guilty.
Okay. By the time 2017 rolled around, Brenda Wood, Kansas City area businesswoman, had pleaded guilty to employee benefit fraud. White collar, was convicted at that time, but not at the time she was asking to vote.
And she has a legal right to vote.
How do they allow her to do that. And let's just talk this out logistically.
By the way, people are writing in, you can serve time in jail after you've been found guilty. That is true, but usually those are high-end misdemeanors, not felonies. If it's a felony, more often than not, you are going to prison.
Like, I'm
going to
put you in jail for 30 days for non-payment of child support.
Right.
Okay. How are jails supposed to navigate this issue? If you've not applied for an advance ballot, the jail just can't call up Chris Kobach and go, hey, can you run me down an advance ballot? We have an inmate here awaiting trial who wants to vote. It doesn't, work like that.
You call, let's take the Johnson County Jail, for example. I'm in jail for failure to pay child support, okay? Which is not the case. God knows it's not the case. I'm in for 40 days, shock time. I want to vote. I am not a felon. This is a misdemeanor offense. I am in the jail. I still have my right to vote. The sheriff or the sheriff's department should call the county elections office, get me my ballot for my address, my real address, not the one I'm at right now, bring it to my cell, and I get to fill it out. Because my voting rights have not been extinguished. My voting rights still exist. 576-7798. It is a class action lawsuit in Leavenworth against the privately run jail up there, which used to be, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the former women's penitentiary, state penitentiary. It is class action. She says she was detained at the federal Leavenworth Detention Center during the November 2016 general election. Don't worry, you didn't miss much. While convicted felons, as Dana read, lose the right to vote, Brenda Wood did not fall in that category. She had not lost her right to vote.
The exact number of people in American jails who are legally permitted to vote is unknown, but it is safe to say that the woman in this Atlantic story, they just wrote about this a couple days ago, is far from alone. A sociology professor in Minnesota who has studied this says a good portion of the U.S. jail population, which hovers at around 600,000 people, Scott, retains that right. We're not talking about one woman or one man here or there. If everyone that was allowed and eligible to vote, if they have not been convicted prior, we're talking about 600,000 people.
576-7798. Your calls, your comments in just a moment. 576-7798.
Dana right here for CM Moes and Son. You know, they came out to our house this week and did an airflow test. Wasn't sure what that was before they explained it to me, and it might not sound that exciting to you, but it's very important, and here's why. If you feel like you are losing heat in your home, right out the windows, right out the duct work in your 20, 30, 40-year-old home, have my guys at CM Moes and Son come out. They did an airflow test. They can tell you exactly where you are losing your energy in your home, and now they are going about the work to fix that in our home, and that's going to save us money. They are in the business of heating, cooling, electrical, and yes, they also do generators. And with the snow flying today, now is a good reminder that if you've ever even thought about getting a generator, call my guys at CM Moes and Son. They'll hook you up with one of those too. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had.
All right, let's go. 576-7798. 576-7798. A lawsuit has been filed in Leavenworth. An inmate there says, wait a minute. When I was held at the jail in Leavenworth, not the county jail, but this private jail that they have up there, I was denied my right to vote in November of 2016. And I would agree. If she was not a convicted felon, but was behind bars nonetheless awaiting a trial, or behind bars on a misdemeanor offense, I don't know which it was. Remind me if you can remember.
Sure.
She has every right to vote, does she not? Or should? Now, I can already hear it. You can't do the time, don't do the crime. Well, in our country, you are still technically innocent until we find you guilty. Even if it's of the most heinous nature, you're still technically innocent. Matt. Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just going to say, it's not the jail's responsibility to cater to each individual person. You can still request a mail-in ballot, which is an absentee ballot, and they would mail it to you, and you mail it back. But it's not the jail's request to say, okay, you know, this is how you do it. This is all the information you need and everything else. That's part of being an adult. Just like if I'm in the hospital and I can't get to the polling place, it's my responsibility to know that. I shouldn't expect the hospital to say, okay, well, this is how you do it.
Yes, but Matt, with the hospital, you have free rein to come and go. Even if you're injured, you would have free rein to send someone or make calls. I think the interesting issue with the jail is you do not have all of your rights when you're in there.
Yes, but you still do have the right to send a letter and receive a letter. They do not take that away from you. You can get mail while you're in jail.
But how close to the election can you request a write-in ballot? Because think about this. Most people who end up in jail aren't anticipating they're going to end up in jail. So let's say on Wednesday, you know, or Tuesday, you're driving around minding your own business. You get pulled over in a case of mistaken identity, and they take you to jail the day before election day. You don't have a way to vote. It's too late to request absentee or a mail-in ballot.
Well, that's just part of our legal system. They can't really get a van together and say, okay, here, everybody that wants to go vote, let's go vote. I mean, could you imagine the logistics that would create and the security guards and everything else? I mean, that's just not feasible.
Why don't they just bring the ballots to the inmates?
Well, then who would secure that the ballots weren't tampered with?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, they'd have to set up a polling place at the jail. And you're going to do that for each and every jail throughout the country?
No, presumably, I guess that one way to do it would be to have at least two deputies hand out the ballots, or two guards hand out the ballots to their cell. They fill it out in private.
Somebody could still argue that those two deputies changed your ballot. I mean, you would have to literally have a polling booth right there where you fill out the ballot and then stick it in the machine.
Well, they have polling booths at hospitals.
Do they?
Well, that's what I don't know if they do that or not.
The other day.
Really?
I've never heard of that before. Okay. I mean, they might. I don't know.
All right, let me rephrase. I've heard that they might have polling booths at hospitals. I think somebody texted that in on Tuesday during our conversation. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. The first
sure
time. I guarantee to you that.
I'm sure they don't have it at every hospital. That's probably,
Okay, fine. I think we're getting a little bit off track.
Yes.
Do inmates who have not been convicted have the right to vote, yes or no?
I think they have the same right as everybody else. If at the last minute you decide, well, I can't make it to the polling place and the election day is tomorrow, I need to get a mail-in ballot. If it's too late, it's too late. It's not the taxpayer's responsibility to ensure that you get to vote, essentially, okay, in that case.
Hey, Matt, good call, man. You have a good afternoon, okay? Drive safely.
All right, you too.
All right, be good, brother. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
A hero in a mass shooting. More next.
Hey, head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and ask about the safety features on those cars. Man, especially in weather like this, you can use all the help you can get out there on the roadways. Go into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit with those Atlases, the Tiguans, even the little Jetta that I drove around for a while. All of those cars have amazing safety features on them. The backup camera you're going to love, but they also have that side impact warning camera. If someone's in your blind spot and shouldn't be, you obviously don't know it. That's why they call it a blind spot. That thing will help you, A, know that somebody's back there, and B, stop you from changing lanes and wrecking into somebody who's hovering back there in your blind spot when they shouldn't be. Absolutely, hands down, my favorite safety feature on those Volkswagens. Head into a Volkswagen Lease Summit at I-470 and Colburn Road. Ask about all of their great deals they have running right now. Hands down, the best warranty on the market today, number one. And number two, they have great deals on used cars as well. If you're in the market for something used, not new, go to Volkswagen Lease Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road or VWLeaseSummit.com, VWLeaseSummit.com.
2:30 in Kansas City. I'm Will Sterrett, a veteran police officer who didn't hesitate to run toward danger, and a young man who eagerly awaited the birth of his first sister are among the 12 victims of a shooting at a bar in California. Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helles died of gunshot wounds trying to stop the gunman. who authorities say opened fire in a packed country music bar, killing 12 before police believe he turned the gun on himself. There are now charges against the captain of that tourist boat that sank and killed 17 people, including 9 from an Indiana family on Table Rock Lake. A federal indictment charges 51-year-old Kenneth Scott McKee with 17 counts of misconduct, negligence, or inattention to duty by a ship's officer, resulting in death. Those deaths occurred back in July when a duck boat sank in a severe storm outside Branson. It may have appeared the race for governor in Florida was settled, but that is changing. Miami Herald is among those reporting this hour. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum has gained on Ron DeSantis during the counting of absentee and provisional ballots, eroding DeSantis' lead to less than 0.5%, and that would trigger an automatic recount under Florida law. Thousands of ballots are still uncounted across the state. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:31.
It's been a little while since we've seen some snowfall, and we do have it in the forecast. The snow has been flying across parts of central Kansas, and the system is spreading in the moisture through the afternoon and evening time. It'll be rain mixing with and switching over to snowfall. The snow tapering by early tonight, picking up maybe 1 up to 2 inches of snow here in Kansas City, and a winter weather advisory has been posted. Now, for the most part, the roadways should stay wet, but as temperatures begin to fall, we could see some slippery conditions and also reduced visibility. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
There are a couple of spots that are just above freezing right now, 33 in Lenexa and Grandview. It's 35 downtown and at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Hey, Starrett. Is this a jam or not a jam?
That's a jam.
Yeah, I thought so too. 576-7798. Let me address this real quick and we'll get back to the callers about these inmates in Leavenworth who want to vote and have filed a class action lawsuit. We've gotten a number of you writing in on the text line. Where not even a moment of silence for the people who were killed overnight.
No.
Hang on just a second. Let me finish. Why are you not talking about what happened in California? My heart breaks. I heard one of the fathers when I was driving around to go get lunch today, who had just found out that his son, Cody Kaufman, had died overnight in California. And was pinging his cell phone all night because he had him on a Find Friends app. And the phone, even at 8 o'clock this morning, was still inside the bar, the Country and Western bar. And let me just make this quick point, and then we'll move on. My heart breaks for that family. I was in tears in my car because I can't imagine the pain. I can't imagine what that man is going through. These things happen with such vulgar irregularity. Check that, vulgar regularity in this country. I don't know what to say anymore. I just don't know what to say. Dana just put out a tweet that said, why don't we just leave the flags at half staff? Because there'll be another one next week. America, you have a cancer that I can't fix.
It's so sad at the procession for the police officer who rushed in, I think 2 minutes or less after the first call came in and lost his life trying to protect those kids. There were 16 Pepperdine College students inside of that bar, Scott. One of them at this point is unaccounted for. Bar was packed with young people. And a woman by the name of Kim Wiles was standing along the procession route that they gave this fallen officer today. And she is distraught and she is crying and she shouts out how many more times is this going to happen? I'll tell you how many more times this is going to happen, Kim Wiles. And God bless you for being there today to support that officer and his family. It will happen next week. It will happen the week after that, maybe 9 days if we're lucky. She asked. That is her answer.
Okay. Let's move on. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to add. Jim in the country. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, welcome.
And Scott, there is nothing to say, man. You're right, brother. It's just, you know, you can't say anything anymore.
Yeah.
But
it's just, America is dumb and cancer riddled.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but
I will.
We got a problem, yes, but it's what's going to fix it? Who knows? But anyway, to get back to your inmate story, I was deployed to Kosovo in 1999. Not only did I do an absentee ballot, I also got myself on the ballot as a candidate, and I used the U.S. mail to do everything.
But, Jim, you anticipated that you would be out of the country, right? I mean, you're deployed, you know. You're serving your country. You knew that you would be gone. I think the problem for the people that wind up in jail is they don't know. They don't anticipate that that's going to happen.
Yeah, but how long was she in jail?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know that either.
That's going to vary from inmate to inmate.
Sure, but my point is, you know, if you're that worried about voting while you're in jail, why did you get put in jail in the first place?
Well, but Jim, how many people end up going to jail and come out with an absolute clean record, either because they have the wrong person, because the charges are dropped, because they beat the charges? You know, that's a substantial amount of people. Just because you go to jail does not mean necessarily that you are going to be convicted of any wrongdoing.
But I do know, because I was in law enforcement, and I do know for a fact that if you have legal or official mail that has to be sent out, the county will buy you a stamp. That is a fact. Check into it. You'll find out it's true.
But does the county
have to provide you a ballot?
That's right.
No. That is an individual right and responsibility to vote, correct?
But
she's trying to vote.
She was trying, and they told her, Jim, we don't do that here. And that is not legal. They cannot legally deny you your right to vote.
So we have to arm our guards, take them out, allow an inmate to go to
voting booth? No. No, but I think they should bring the ballots in.
No, they can't. They can't touch the ballots. I mean, I get it all by mail. And there was a couple of callers here a while ago talking about what about the deputies touching the ballots. When you receive an absentee ballot, you receive the envelope and you seal it.
Fine. Then give her the envelope and let her seal it.
That's what he's saying, Jim. I think you bring in the ballots and you have them vote and seal them and hand them back.
Yeah.
That's how you get the ballot. That's how you get an absentee ballot. You get the envelope and everything, and nobody gets to see what you do, and you seal it, and then you hand it back.
Jim, I don't know if we're talking past each other here or what. How is it any different from what you did in Kosovo? And thank you for your service, but you received a mail-in ballot while you were in Kosovo, correct?
Correct.
You filled out your ballot, put it in a sealed envelope, and then handed it back to whomever delivered the mail in Kosovo, and it went back to the United States, correct?
Correct.
What would be the difference if it was in a jail?
It wouldn't be any difference, but my point is, how come she didn't do that?
Maybe she wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, they told her she wasn't allowed to, Jim. I think that's where the lawsuit comes in. It's one thing to say, we didn't know, or logistically, we could not figure out how to get her ballot, which I think they have to figure out. It's another thing entirely to tell her you can't vote. That's where they got in trouble.
All right. From the text line, and we argued this on Tuesday or Monday of this week, somebody writes in 4356, voting is obviously a privilege. It is not a right, since they can take away your right to vote. I am a former felon on parole for life, so I will never be able to restore my voting privilege. Voting is a vested right in three amendments in the U.S. Constitution. You have a right to vote in the United States. Yes, your rights can be taken away. You have a Second Amendment right vested in the U.S. Constitution. That right can be taken away if you are a felon. If you are a convicted felon, you are not legally allowed to own a gun in these United States. The government has taken away your right, not your privilege, to own a gun. Pam in Kansas City. Hello, Pam.
Hi. I agree with this lady, and I pray that she wins. I don't understand why one's right to vote is affected as to whether or not they're in jail anyhow, because in my opinion, your right to vote is just that. It is your... It, it's different than the right to own a gun. You don't have a right to own a gun if you go out and kill somebody with it.
Well, you don't have a right to vote if you kill somebody with a gun.
Why?
Because you're a convicted felon.
Well, now wait. There's an asterisk there, too. The state of Florida just reversed and decided, I believe this week, that if you are a felon under certain circumstances, you now can
those are nonviolent offenses.
Yeah. Rapists and murderers still can't vote.
My point is whether or not you've convicted a crime, that does not take away your that does not mean that you don't have any sense anymore. That doesn't mean you don't have any access.
No, it means that you can't be trusted with some of your rights.
Yeah, your right to own a gun, your right that anything that had to do with the commission of that crime, I would agree with.
Well, now, wait a minute, Pam. Hang on. Because you're usually very bright. I'm going to disagree with you on this one, though. So if you commit a crime with your rights, okay, is it okay for the government to take your right away that you used to commit the crime? So, for example, if I verbally threaten the life of the president, do I then lose my right to free speech?
No.
Okay.
But you would in that if I would then take away your right to vote. If you were offensive to the president in that way, then at that point I would more consider doing that than if someone was incarcerated.
So if I threaten the life of a president, you're okay with them taking away my right to vote. I gunned down three people in a home, and you're not okay with them taking away my right to vote?
But what does you gunning down someone have to do with whether or not you're capable of discerning what's what and who's...
Well,
when
well,
you're
what,
in jail, I know for a fact how much access they get.
They're not...
totally devoid of news and means to figure out what's what.
Well, if anything, they probably pay more attention to the news because they have nothing else to do. But what does me threatening the life of the president have to do with my ability to discern and to vote?
If you threaten the life of a federal official, in my opinion, there would be more place to take your right to vote away than there is if someone is incarcerated.
Hey, Pam, thank you for the call. Floridians, by the way, overwhelmingly voted in favor of restoring voting rights to most felons who have completed their sentence.
Nonviolent.
It was overwhelming. I want to look into that.
Okay, please do, because I swear the story I read or the stories I read about that said that it was for nonviolent offenses.
As many as 1.2 million Floridians convicted of felonies are now expected to become eligible to vote again.
576-7798. News coming up at the top of the hour. Chris Minders, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, if you or an older parent is in the market for a fun and gorgeous retirement community, check out Silvercrest. There's two, Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park and Silvercrest at College View. Both offer a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. And month-to-month apartment homes are available now. Gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, all the amenities of today's modern retirement communities. You know, they got three meals a day, housekeeping services, staff members who have been out there for years. One and two bedroom apartments are available now month to month for anyone over the age of 55. You do have to be over the age of 55. They also have traditional assisted living services if you need that. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek, Silvercrest at College View. Ask anyone, they'll tell you. We wish we would have done this years ago. Silvercrest, 681-1101, 681-1101, SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Hey, the snow is here, albeit early, but it is here. Call my folks at Seal Once KC. They will come inside your home and seal and permanently protect your cracked and stained garage floors, your cracked and stained basement floor. We have had that protective coating on our basement floor for 5-6 years now. Hands down, the best thing we did in our home. If you have pets, allergies, or teenagers, you do not want carpet in your basement. Think about a sump pump failure. There's where the huge, costly, real mess comes in. If you put that permanent polymer decorative coating down on your basement floor and something happens and there's water spilled, God forbid the sump pump fails, the cleanup is so easy. It is just gorgeous, first of all, and so easy to keep clean. I just love our basement floor. They'll do the same thing on your garage floor. Bring that wow factor to your home on your garage floor as well. Give them a call today. Get on the schedule, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. You'll get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We'll get together every time we can. And Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later, 5767798.
Tony in Overland Park. Hello, Tony.
Hey, good afternoon, Scott and Dana.
Good afternoon, man.
Hey, I'd like to thank you both for your intellectual conversations you have on the radio daily.
Oh, thank you. We do the best we can with what little we have.
Hey, I got a couple of comments. I kind of think that even felons should be able to vote. You know, convicted felons, they serve their time. They should be able to vote. Because how are they going to influence the governing party that rules them and provides laws to dictate them?
Well,
that's just my comment on that.
I agree with the worst of the worst felons losing their right to vote, Tony.
Right, right.
And the worst of the worst felons are hopefully still behind bars anyway. So,
exactly.
You know, I don't think if you're, you know, in Leavenworth for the next 20 years, you should be able to vote. But if you're in jail, I feel like the law is very clear here.
Right, right. And you know, I don't see how could it be a problem if they maybe deliver, say you got 200 inmates, they deliver 150 absentee ballots there. I mean, they're going to be put in an envelope and sealed after they fill them out. That's no problem. And like the guy was saying, you could do it through the mail. Give them a stamp and let them put them in the mailbox. And the guards don't even have to touch them.
Yeah.
And I just got a comment about yesterday's press conference about with the Trump. I won't call him president because he doesn't act like one. That was ludicrous. That was idiotic. And then Sarah came out this morning with the videotape. It's just amazing they don't say he sexually abused her.
Yeah, that tape's been, the tape has been altered. And Tony, thank you for the call. The tape was altered. If you go back and look, there's no question
it's
that tape's been altered.
The video that Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted out this morning came from Infowars.com. Travis and Lee Summit. Hello, Travis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Doing well, thanks.
Two things real quick. The right to vote, we lose it. I'm a felon. We lose it. In my opinion, it's punishment. We broke a law of the country. And it's just another, it's a way for ongoing punishment. Yes, we did our time, but it's the way the government feels about punishing us for the crime. They take away our right to vote.
I mean, in prison, Travis, yes. In jail, no.
But see, here's the thing, though. And I unfortunately, I have experience with CCA Leavenworth. That's where the federal holding is. That woman did not just go there overnight. If you get in trouble, you get a federal warrant. You go to county jail for a week to 2 weeks before they actually run a bus out to CCA. They don't just run people out there every day. They take a busload of inmates from county out to CCA. So she'd been in for a little while. She didn't just get there. So she would have had the time. I didn't know they told her she couldn't do it. But
yeah, and to me, Travis, just real quick, that's where they screwed up.
Yeah, that's exactly. I didn't know that until that other caller that they, or before that when I came on. So I didn't know that. But as far as that goes, as far as CCA Leavenworth goes, if they would have allowed her, she would have had plenty of time to get the absentee vote. I didn't know they didn't work like that. Yeah. But that was my take on it.
But where do we draw the line, Travis, in regards to what rights vested in the Constitution the government is allowed to strip from you when you commit a felony and once you are released from prison? Let's say, for example, Travis, that I am a Christian, okay? And I attack, don't kill, I physically attack someone in a bar who I think is a Muslim, okay? I've committed battery, maybe it's even aggravated battery, I go to prison for 2 or 3 years. My crime, while violent, was instigated within my own mind because of my religious hatred of somebody else. When I get out, I've lost the right to vote in many states, not all, but many. But I still have my right to practice my religion, whatever and as demented as it may be.
On that, when it comes down to any felony, and I don't think you should, it's a disregard of this felony or that felony. I don't think that really plays. A felony conviction is exactly that. You broke the law. You're electing people in to make law.
I understand, but Travis, maybe I didn't explain myself very well. You indicated you're losing your right to vote because of the felony that you admitted to committing was part of a punishment, a continued punishment from the government. I'm saying if your felony is in relation to, say, your religion, even though I would say most religions would not endorse the idea of beating somebody up from another religion, but if my religious beliefs, as demented as they might be, tell me to go beat up a Muslim or beat up a Jew or beat up a Christian, when I'm released from prison, I still have the right to practice my religion.
Well, so then we'd have to break down every single crime to take away individual rights. Instead, this is more a blanket of just you commit a crime, you lose this right.
I see.
And do you know why?
We'd have to break every single crime down and, okay, well, this one crime involved these parts of the Constitution or these rights are all in violation of this crime. So now we're going to take all those rights away from that one person.
All right,
Travis, thank you for the call. Do you know why this is so important to people? And why in Florida specifically they want those voters eligible to vote, Scott? Have you looked at the latest governor's race percentages?
It is now less than 0.5%.
With 99% of the precincts reporting, Andrew Gillum is down by 25, 30,000 votes out of 4 million votes cast. Mm-hmm. So you ask, well, does it really matter if we let a couple of people in jail vote or a couple of felons vote? It in a race like that, it sure as heck does.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
Federal charges against the captain of a duck boat that sank in Missouri over the summer, killing 17. I'm ABC's Ryan Burr with that story coming up.
Hey, the holidays are around the corner. Whether you want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, or more, give Dr. Tague a call. Medically managed weight loss. He will be there to help you get to the bottom, the root cause of your weight loss struggle. If it's a vitamin issue, a thyroid problem, some other type of medication problem, he will help you get to the bottom of it with his fantastic supportive.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.